what's in a name? I'm Melissa Patrick. The Orville, Worcester, and Holmes County branches of the YMCA are all together under one new name. With the addition of the Holmes County branch, the Wayne County YMCA has officially changed the name from Wayne County YMCA to YMCA of Wayne and Holmes. And Director Nikki Fehrenbach says that on June 16th, they announced the name change to include Holmes. And so far, it is going well.
I think the public is really excited about it. I think both communities are excited. There's a lot of crossover, whether you work in Holmes County and live in Wayne's or Wayne, vice versa. I think people are really excited that we're going to have services in Holmes County.
Fehrenbach says that each branch under the Wayne Holmes Association will each have their own focus on the needs and wants of the community, and Holmes County Director Allie Dehas broke it down.
And I think that's a way to look at it, is the branch, like the Holmes County branch, the Worcester branch, like Orville branch, they're just branches off under one roof.
Yeah.
Fehrenbach went on to say that what each branch fundraises will stay with that branch, so any money raised in Holmes County will stay in Holmes County for their growing programs. Fehrenbach says that the timing was pretty quick getting up and going for the Holmes County branch.
We had our first forum in May of 2025. And I mean, since May, in the surveys we put out, we've opened before and after school in Millersburg, opened a daycare center, changed our name, and, you know, are looking at other program options down here. Yeah. So, I mean, that's 14 months.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty quick.
Dehas says that the May meeting they held was what got the process kickstarted and the ball rolling. The branch and changing the name was fairly simple, according to Fehrenbach, but there was a process that they had to go through.
So in, you know, the YMCA communities, every Y has service areas. And when I started looking into Holmes County and, you know, like the service gaps, which mainly right now is childcare, Holmes County hadn't been taken. So I had, you know, reached out to YUSA to see if we could bring that under our umbrella and start bringing childcare down here. Now, the official name change, it did have to go to and be voted on by every Y within like a 60-mile radius of our Y to make sure everyone was in agreement and we're okay that that was going to be our service area. But that went pretty smoothly.
Dehas says that the name change was important for Holmes County.
The name change is really exciting because I think it shows the community that we're serious about this and that we are going to see this through and there will be some sort of services YMCA related in this community.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very committed to having a branch down here.
Yeah.
The first program in Holmes County was the before and after school program at Millersburg Elementary, and they served about 20 families and it went well.
The school was wonderful to work with. I mean, I have nothing but great things to say about Millersburg Elementary and West Holmes. This year, we're moving into the new school. We're excited about that. We're excited we're going to be able to serve all the families from the other elementary schools coming together. So yeah, it's been really, really, we've felt really welcomed. So we're grateful for that.
Fehrenbach says that registration for the new year has started. And on the first day, they were taking calls from West Holmes families at 7:30 a.m. So the excitement is continuing. The daycare opened in New Point Church in Millersburg and is going well.
We have roughly around 20 kids who are enrolled, and a lot of the preschool age is where we're seeing the need, but it's going well. You know, we're up and running. We have a staff that we're doing things with, and yeah.
We have a lot more coming on in August.
Yes. Once when I think the school year starts, we'll get a lot more families that will enroll for the school year.
There was also a small summer camp that had 6 to 8 kids participate. And this summer, kids with the Holmes County branch have been able to take field trips and utilize the local swimming pool. Fehrenbach says, looking forward, they'd love to announce that they have a physical branch in Holmes County.
And not like the big full Y that everyone's thinking of or dreaming of, but maybe just a start, you know, to get some programming going, to see the need, and to see, you know, if, you know, we can sustain a big branch down here that everybody wants, a swimming pool and all, you know, the basketball courts and the volleyball courts. So I think hopefully in the next few months we'll be able to announce that we have maybe like a small Express Y starting. So we'll have the gym and babysitting and some, you know, fitness classes, some senior classes, and some, you know, some youth programming.
Looking forward, Fehrenbach and DeHaas say that they have a really long wish list, but staffing and donations are a big need.
Yeah. So we do need staff at the daycare.
Yes.
We are looking for some part-time staff. We will need some more staff for the before and after school at West Holmes. Mm-hmm. We're always willing to take any kind of donations for our youth programming in our before and after school and also the daycare. They are state licensed, so we take ODJFS. We take the Child Care Choice Voucher Program as well. But there are still families that fall in that area where they make a little too much money to receive any kind of assistance. And we want to be able to help those families. So we want to be able to offer scholarships for those kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you donate to the Y, that money will stay for scholarships for the kids in Holmes County.
Yeah.
They say that they're looking at different spaces and trying to figure out where it makes sense to have a branch in Holmes County and work through that. Fehrenbach says that it seems like they've done a lot in 14 months for the Holmes County branch, but they're ready to do more. To register for the before and after school program, you can call 330-264-3131. And for more information, you can email AllieD@WayneHolmesY.org or go to their Facebook, YMCA of Wayne and Holmes, or the website, YMCAWayne.org. The Holmes Fire District 1 announces that to all who wish to pay their respects to firefighter and medic Kyle Yoder, his family, and Holmes Fire District 1, calling hours will be at the Holmes County Fairgrounds, 8880 State Route 39, Millersburg, from 2 to 4 p.m. and again from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, July 10th. Fire service personnel who wish to pay their respects, please arrive at 1830 hours for fire service viewing at 1900 hours. Funeral services will be held at the Holmes County Fairgrounds on Saturday at 11 a.m. After services have been completed, a full processional with graveside memorial service at the New Life Fellowship Cemetery, 8580 County Road 245, Holmesville. A press release with processional routes, restrictions, and details will be announced in the coming days. From the Wayne County and Medina County Sheriff's Office, at approximately 9:54 p.m. on July 5th, officers from the Rittman Police Department responded to a 911 call reporting a break-in and shots fired at 90 Chippewa Trail in Rittman. Upon arrival, responding officers immediately came under gunfire. Assistance was requested from and provided by multiple law enforcement agencies from Medina, Wayne, and Summit counties. The suspect, Brandon Faiskes, 39, and two victims, Christine McWilliams, 44, and McKinley McWilliams, 13, were pronounced deceased at the scene. During the incident, Rittman Police Sergeant Scott Reese was killed in the line of duty. Sergeant Reese was a 10-year veteran of the Rittman Police Department and previously served as a deputy with the Wayne County Sheriff's Office and as an officer with the Sugar Grove Police Department in Fairfield County. Four members of the Medina-Wayne County SWAT team were struck by gunfire while responding to the incident. Two officers were transported to a local hospital, treated for their injuries, and released. Other officers were treated at the scene. K-9 Vic of the Wayne County Sheriff's Office was also struck by gunfire and remains in serious condition. The incident is being investigated by the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation. The investigation remains active and ongoing. All media inquiries regarding the investigation should be directed to the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 3 accidents, 10 incidents, and no arrests. Mailing a letter will cost you more at this time next week. The U.S. Postal Service plans to raise the price of a first-class forever stamp from 78 cents to 82 cents, pending approval from federal regulators. If approved, the new price would take effect Sunday. Postcard prices would also go up, with domestic postcards rising to 65 cents and international postcards to $1.75. The holiday weekend may be over, but fire officials are urging Ohioans to handle and dispose of leftover fireworks safely to help prevent fires, injuries, and property damage. While these celebrations may be over, the danger is not. According to the state fire marshal, the unsafe or improper disposal of fireworks leads to thousands of emergency room visits across the country. Officials recommend soaking unexploded fireworks for up to 24 hours, then double bagging them before throwing them away in your outdoor trash. For any fireworks you plan to keep, store them in a cool, dry place away from heat, sparks, flames, and out of the reach of children. President Trump launched his child savings account plan yesterday. They're called Trump accounts, and they'll provide investment accounts for every child in America. Those accounts will receive seed money from donations, including more than $6 billion donated by Michael and Susan Dell. The IRA-style investment accounts are available for every U.S. citizen with a Social Security number under 18. But only children born between 2025 and 2028 are eligible to get the $1,000 from the government. And finally, George Clooney is returning to the Venice Film Festival this year to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. Organizers announced yesterday that Clooney will be honored with the Golden Lion at the 83rd edition of the festival in September. Clooney expressed his excitement, calling the festival his favorite and the award a tremendous honor. He has had many memorable appearances in Venice, including with films like Out of Sight and Good Night and Good Luck. The festival director praised Clooney as a charismatic and versatile artist. The Venice Film Festival runs from September 2nd to the 12th. Reporting for Hometown News for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.